Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Lieutenant Roger McCord of the Salvation Army in Eureka for today's community comment. If you happen to be dead, you may have missed the fact that election season has arrived, bringing with it the usual gale force winds of rhetoric and obstinate demagoguery which will lash at all of us for the next several months. And if you're like me, this can be very frustrating, because I and my opinions are, of course, always right, but there seem to be a large number of people who simply won't listen to reason. This becomes evident in any discussion of the candidates. After all, my candidate certainly has the correct views on almost every position, and I'm sure they will come to love and embrace the proper view on those niggling little points we may disagree on. The opposition candidate, however, is the face of evil, choosing their positions out of a self-serving thirst for power that drives them to court special interest groups who deal in the unspeakable crimes against humanity that those positions endorse. While my candidate may have a few minor quirks of personality or habit, they're only human and should be given credit for being willing to stand out before that harsh, biased media scrutiny, which, we all know, is unfairly pillorying them. Meanwhile, their opponent, our opponent, is being given nothing but royal treatment, ignoring the widely known but little reported horrors of which they are absolutely guilty, just like it said on that one internet site. It's absolutely shocking when I find that I have friends and neighbors who refuse to understand the truth of these things. People who seemed to be intelligent and personable when I met them have somehow been so deceived or so warped that they will actually support the vile offender chosen by the enemy camp to wreak havoc on the political process over the sainted, angelic person anointed by heaven to lead our world to a new stage of being beyond that ever experienced before. How could people who have eaten with me, who have borrowed garden implements, who have waved cheerfully as I have driven by them morning after morning, turned out to be brain-dead stooges mindlessly supporting the forces of darkness trying to take over this precious world? Well, only my candidate can possibly stand in the gap to bring justice and prosperity to our fine nation. It's not that I haven't tried to reason with them. Again and again I have struggled to share basic truths that they need to understand to free them from the unreasonable and illogical stand they have taken in favor of that demonic harlequin of a candidate whose lawn sign sprouts threateningly in their front yard. But again and again they have rudely rebuffed my compassionate efforts to bring them into the light. The disease of opposition ideology has sunk so deeply into their brains that there have even been some who've made the ridiculous assertion that perhaps I could be mistaken. That my candidate isn't the messiah of the modern age, well, theirs is less than the diabolical avatar of death that we all know them to be. Can you believe their nerve? It's no wonder the country is in the state it's in, when my political opponents simply refuse to engage in a proper exchange of ideas, where they hear me out and then agree with me. Grace and peace to you all. This has been Lieutenant Roger McCourt for KINS Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.